Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brent Atwater. I'm host of Alive Again, and today the title of this show really has a lot more going for it than you think, and you're going, what is she talking about? Well, we're talking about the term alive again. Normally, we when applying this to pets, and pets really transition out of their pet suit, earth suit, for those of you who know me, and transition into a living spirit energy. And a lot of times, you think dead is done, and it's not. And alive again represents transitioning from one state into another state. And we have with us today Joy, who is the administrator for our Facebook After Animal Afterlife. And she is going to talk to us today, which I think I really appraise her for doing this. She had a near-death experience, and she was in a car wreck, and I'm going to let her explain it all to you because it's really pretty messy, and flatlined, and it was just not a good thing. And so she's going to tell you about this. And in this experience, what is going to be interesting for you to listen to is we're going to be talking later in our podcast about pets that are guardian angels. And usually when you have a pet that's a guardian angel, they have watched over you in this lifetime, everything you've done. And you always thought, well, you know, I always felt like I had someone watching over me or giving me good luck or helping me through this or whatever. And so your pet, who is your guardian angel, that really is a guardian angel in the pet suit. See, that's the kick here. It's a guardian angel in the pet suit. And the reason it is they watch over your little self, no matter what kind of trouble you get yourself into, so that they can come down later in life to help you with your soul's purpose. And that's what it's all about. But sometimes, like Joy, she pushed the envelope just a little too far and had herself a near-death experience. And Trig had to step in and say some things to her, and I let her tell you about that, and straighten her up before Trig could come down and go with her on her journey that moved her into her soul's purpose. Because when a guardian angel that comes in a pet suit comes to be with you, they come to help you with your soul's purpose. They come to help you set yourself up so that you can step into your soul's purpose, and they go through a time in your life that's sometimes very hard or difficult, but they keep you on the right track. They keep you aimed in the right direction so you can follow through and do what you came to do. We're going to learn more about that after we talk to our sponsor.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back. Thank you, Mr. Sponsor. We greatly appreciate it. If you've got any questions or have any ideas for stories, please write us at Brent@PetLifeRadio.com. You realize that story of yours or that question could be answered, which is part of the podcast of Pet Life Radio, which is the largest in the world, and we're proud to be a member of it. Now back to Joy. Joy had a near-death experience, and Trig, who she hadn't met yet because he's sitting up there as a guardian angel going, what's she down there doing? And here's what she got herself into us. Tell us about it, Joy.
Hi, Brent. Yes, it was in 2004 when I was going through a bad time in my life.
She was doing drugs, folks.
Yes, I was in active addiction, and this particular time, I had overdosed.
Did you do it accidentally or on purpose?
Accidentally.
How does somebody accidentally overdose?
I trusted people I shouldn't have trusted with giving what they gave me. I didn't know what I actually had taken.
Okay.
And so from what they said, how it happened was I was sitting up and all of a sudden they noticed I wasn't talking anymore. And
who's they?
The people that were in the house.
Okay.
We were in a house together. And so they said my lips had turned purple and I had gone really pale and my eyes were like, they like rolled up in my head.
Oh,
description. Yeah. And they checked my pulse. I didn't have a pulse. They checked under my nose to see if I was breathing, if air was coming out. I wasn't breathing. And they were just terrified and they didn't know what to do.
Now, did you remember any of this?
I don't remember any of it except for hearing a voice that said, "We need your help." And it was like a voice with authority. It was like a deep, important message. "We need your help." I heard those words and that's when I came out of it.
Were you in the ambulance at that time?
No, they were on the way. This is just with the people that were in the house. They did show up afterwards.
Were you in a drug house?
No, it was a friend that was also in addiction. I guess you could be a friend. But it was just several of us at this one house just hanging out.
Okay.
And I do remember the phrase, "We need your help," which I've always been someone that wants to help people. You know, I love to help people and do things for others. And so, I mean, I can see that, but it was just an odd time for that to be the phrase, you know, instead of something like, "We love you, come back," you know, things that I would think people would say to somebody.
Right. That had no pulse and no, and yeah.
Right. Okay. Right.
The eyes rolled back in the head. All right.
Right. But this wasn't so much of something they were saying. It was a voice that I heard that when I, you know, that caused me to come back to.
Well, now, you know what? I'm going to ask you because I'm going to ask this because somebody else would.
Nah.
Hey, girl, when you got lit before, did you hear voices?
Did I hear voices? No.
Okay. So in all the times that you were lit or near death in this case, that's the first time you'd ever heard a voice?
Oh, yeah. I had never experienced anything like
that. Okay.
And it was just odd, the words of it. "We need your help."
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, given the situation, but it was just an important message. You know, like I said, it was a message from someone with like authority. It was commanding me, you know, what I had to do. And then that's when I came through. And that's the only part of it that I do remember.
Wow.
Was that part. And I had always been one to help people. But it wasn't until later on, after I met my black lab, Trig, that I realized just how deep that phrase meant of needing to help people.
Did you ever talk about death in your life since you had a near-death experience? I mean, did you ever talk about it? What was death in your life?
I've never liked to talk about that. I mean, of course, it's upsetting, but I feel awful like if a friend's pet passed or I would feel so bad for them, but I couldn't talk to them and support them like I wanted to because it was just something I couldn't handle even thinking about myself.
Really?
Let alone talking about. And movies where a dog...
Old Yeller and Lassie, Tom Home, right?
I can't even watch A Dog's Purpose, which is a wonderful movie, but I just can't do it. However, my perception and all that has changed after meeting Trig. He's changed.
Now, how did that change? I mean, here you were, a drug addict that got you had a near-death experience, and you hear this voice thing, and then did you have to go to rehab?
I did. I went to rehab and it was like, I'd sign out.
Whoa, let's go back. We're out there listening. I'm going to ask like everybody out there, were you in jail that you had to go back because you aren't supposed to be doing that stuff? It's illegal substances. Or were you in a state controlled rehab or what was it?
Well, at first I was in a voluntary facility that I signed out of like an idiot.
Okay.
And then, yes, I did. I did go to jail. Then there were still times I slipped even after that. You know, I slipped backwards. You know, whether it was it was my decision, but at the same time, the wrong people, just the wrong atmosphere, and I would just slip back into addiction.
Were you hearing any voices during that time?
No, no.
Okay.
Not at all. I've never heard any kind of voice, you know, like I did with that.
Okay. All right.
That was just a different, as all I could say, experience. There was something about it, but I always remembered that phrase. And then, so that was in 2004. And then it was like a several year process of in and out of different rehabs. And I did go to jail. And then finally in, I believe it was 2010.
Now, during all that time, were you afraid any or did you feel like you were being watched over? You didn't give a bleep.
I was okay. The main thing, of course, I miss my family, you know, with everything going on and not getting to see them. But like when I was in jail, I hate to even say that word because I was always a goody-goody, perfect, you know, growing up. But when I was in jail, one of the biggest things I missed was petting dogs. Dog, you know, because you don't have animals around you. You don't have the dogs. And that's always been my source of comfort.
Okay.
And so that was the hardest part. But I mean, I was okay. I felt protected. I felt like everything was going to be okay. And then once I got out and I was able, you know, to focus on me and sobriety, that's when I met this guy. He was my boyfriend at the time. You know, we started dating. And then I met his black lab that was staying at his sister's house. And I said, well, let's go get him. I want to see him for the weekend. Let's get him for the weekend. And I already knew when I said it that it wasn't going to be the weekend. That dog was not going to go back. I had never even seen a picture of it, but I wanted this dog so bad when I found out he had a black lab. I just wanted it. I don't know why I never seen it. And when I did see it, he was the most gorgeous one I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, but I'm going to have about five people out there that go, my black lab's prettier than your black lab, and you couldn't be doing that. You just being selfish.
They're all gorgeous. We all think that. But this particular one, there was just something else about him.
Uh-huh. Well, see, all right, for everybody to know, that's her soul recognizing that lab pet suit as a guardian angel soul. And what it is two energies acknowledging the other energy where they go, I know you. And you go, I know you. And that's the souls connecting. And so after the sponsors break, we'll hear how that worked out.
To hear more of your favorite show, full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, now that we know that Joy had done her little partying thing a little too much to the point of a near-death experience, and then she hears this authoritarian voice tell her, you got things to do. It's now 3 years later. She's out of rehab in jail. And first of all, we so applaud her for being so honest and vulnerable to share her story, because without people like Joy, there's so many others that wouldn't have the strength to step forward. And so Joy, namaste, we applaud you, and damn, girl, for all you've been through, we're honored to work with you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
So she says in her mind, to the boyfriend, let's go see your black lab. Well, really, it's her soul saying, you know what? It's time for me to come in and for me to start working with you. And she's going, I need to see that dog. But the guardian angel who's in the pet suit's going, yep, it's time for us to start working together. And so you pick him up and you meet. You look at each other in the eyes and you know, you're part of me and I'm part of you.
Yes.
Take it from there, Joy.
I felt so safe. It was such a relief. It was like everything was going to be okay. I felt safe. Like you said, it was like a part of me. I felt complete. I just can't explain it. I just knew. And before I even met the dog, he was like, well, how about I buy you your own little black lab puppy? I said, no, I don't want a little one. Normally you would want a little puppy of your own from the very beginning of his life so you can have him the whole way through. But I said, no, I shocked myself. I said, I don't want that. I want your dog, still not knowing anything about his dog. But yes, when I met him, I see that it was all supposed to have happened. That's why I had that strong urge to want to see his dog. Anyways, he went to go get him, and I stayed at home while he was gone to get him. And when he picked him up, he said it was the weirdest thing. It's like even the dog knew he was coming to meet you. Because when I got there, he didn't love all over me and jump on me and get his zoomies. He went straight. He grabbed his bear, and he went to the door and went straight to the truck. Like, come on, let's go. It's like he knew he was about to meet you. You know?
Well, of course he did. Being a guardian angel in a pet suit, he knows he's getting ready to go to work.
Exactly. Yes. And I learned that in my reading with you. Once he transitioned, I had a reading with you. And that's where he told me he was my guardian angel. And that, of course, made everything fit together. He came at a time where I needed him most. It actually turns out he was born the same year that I had the overdose.
Well, he had to get on Earth and be able to get to you.
Yes. I guess he said, that's it. I'm going to help her. And so, as you can see in the reading, when they transition into the angel, and you said you can see the angel group by the colors, that looking at their colors, you know, the angel.
Now, that's something you might want to be interested in, folks, to hear. When you do a reading of a pet guardian angel, when they transition, you watch them discard their pet suit on Earth and slide into their living spirit suit, and around them are colors. And those colors are the angels that they work with. And every pet suit that is actually a guardian angel, when they transition back into who they are, which is the guardian angel, and somebody says, well, am I going to see a guardian angel? I'm going to see a dog. Well, it depends on which one you want to see, because you can ask them, show me your guardian angel suit or show me your pet suit that I knew you as. But when you see them, it's like colors. And those colors tell you the angel groupings that they work with and for. So who did Trig work with?
He works with Archangel Raphael.
That's green, girl, and that means healing.
Yes. He is the healer of people and pets. With,
yep.
And with people, it's sickness and also addiction. So I love how everything fits together. It makes so much sense. And even the phrase, we need your help, everything ties in. And Trig did do that. He helped me with my addiction by, well, not only, you know, the phrase, we need your help, and way back in 2004, but after I met him, he saved me. He literally saved me. He kept me at home. All I wanted was to be around him. He kept me safe. And then
happened when you had a little drug urge?
Oh, I've been clean ever since. Honestly, I really didn't care to go do any. I really didn't have the urge to do anything but be with him. He took away all of those thoughts, all of the wanting to be around the other kind of people. And I just wanted to stay home and do things with him. I wanted to be with him. So he saved me by keeping me safe. And he was literally a lifesaver. And then when he transitioned and I found out he was my guardian angel, and, you know, before, with me not even being able to watch a movie or talk about the death, especially if it was about a dog.
Right.
I couldn't do it. But with him, and then what I've learned through the experience of his transition, it gave me spiritual awareness. And so I've taken that. Not only was I able to heal myself, you know, I mean, it wasn't instant, but that definitely is a huge comfort that got me through, knowing he's still with me in spirit form, but especially him being my guardian angel.
And how has that helped you when you heard that voice, we got things to do?
Well, it helps me understand that, what the meaning of it, because now I am also helping others through pet loss and when their pet transitions, you know, whether it's friends of mine or people in your Facebook group, them also learn about never-ending love and pets remaining with us and what they do for us from the other side. And before, I couldn't even talk about death. Trig has given me a whole nother experience, and with it came awareness. And it's like I've evolved myself, because I can take something so painful that I used to couldn't even think about or talk about, and now I'm helping others with that very subject.
Well, all I can say, we're blessed to have you share your story with us today. And we're blessed to know that Trig was your guardian angel and he kept you straight, girl.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
You can help others, and that he continues on a daily basis to make sure that you're okay and sending you little hearts and things like that. So, folks, there is a higher purpose to all of this. And spirits on the other side do lift us up in our darkest hours. And sometimes that pet suit you're looking at might just be a higher being in a pet suit rather than just a dog, a cat, a horse. And somebody says, Well, you know, I really love this one more than the other ones, but I really don't want to say that. Well, here's something to know. You interface with each of the living energies in those pet suits differently. And some are pets. They came to be pets. But some are guardian angels and spirit guides and heart dogs that are higher beings that came down to be a part of your life, to guide your life, and to continue to be an eternal presence in your life for every breath you take. And we're going to be having lots more stories about that coming up on our future podcast. So I hope you'll be listening. Thanks, Joy, for being here together. Go over and visit her in our Facebook group. She can help you get through this because she's been there. And watch us on YouTube. We got lots of videos over there. And stay tuned to Pet Life Radio because it's the largest animal awareness podcast in the world. And we're proud to be part of it. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Email us if you have an idea. Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.